X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden will lay a wreath this morning and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day commemorations. The end of the holiday weekend also means the end to a very busy start for the summer travel season. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has details.
Tens of millions are traveling by car, and there's a bit of good news there, too, with gas prices. The national average hovering at around $3.59 a gallon. The South seeing some of the lowest prices.
There are more than 180,000 power outages across Kentucky, where a state of emergency was declared after severe weather. Major storms are blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including seven in Texas. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. Israel says it killed two Hamas leaders. And officials in Papua New Guinea say more than 2,000 people were buried in Friday's mudslide. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe weather damage from Sunday. The damage is to large trees, which could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation will focus on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson Sunday. A lot of people are on their way home from the busiest Memorial Day weekend for travel since the pandemic. 3.5 million Americans flew somewhere.
Last year, the cancellation rate was at a 10-year low. This year, so far, it's actually even better than last year, but we want to make sure that it stays that way. We're pressing the airlines to do their part.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. This is Civic Media News.
Climate watchers predict this summer's temperatures may set records, which could aggravate some medical conditions. Terry D. reports.
Neurologist Dr. Ann Jones says when the body feels extreme heat and sweat evaporates, hypercoagulation or blood thickening occurs. This increases the chance for blood clots. Winter weather can also produce an instinctive response.
The cold makes us kind of react with our fight or flight kind of drive, and it makes our blood vessels close down or vasoconstrict. And that can raise blood pressure up, and that can predispose you to stroke.
The study indicates more research could identify the impact of temperature change on stroke as a way to address health inequalities, including the burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and industrial processes. This is Terry D.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports on this Memorial Day. The Brewers opening a four-game home series against the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell's first time back to AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if he's ready to face their rival.
Who do we play?
The Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Team down the road. Yeah. I mean, I hope we just keep playing like we're playing, you know, play with that edge and that, with that freedom. You know, that's my big thing is to play with freedom. So in order to play with freedom, you got to be super prepared and, you know, undaunted, if you will, you know, undaunted by whatever happens, whatever game results, and just continue to respond and continue to respond to whatever happens in the game. You get up five, down five, you just keep playing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. We'll have a recap later today from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So biggest picture, huge win for Jack Smith. Unequivocal win for Jack Smith. The language in this ruling is very strong. They forcefully reject Donald Trump's immunity argument. There's really three major findings that the D.C. Court of Appeals makes here. First of all, they reject this notion of blanket immunity. They say it is not and cannot be that a president simply can never be charged for anything that happens during his time in office.
Could it be we've woken up in a country of laws, not men? That maybe, in fact, no one is above the law? I know who to ask. Speaking of lawmen, I like to call him my G-spot man. Here he is. Good morning, Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Former G-man.
The FBI.
Frank Fuglisi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Fuglisi, the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence.
Fuglisi, Frank.
I feel like I need my favorite G-man.
She's got you all.
Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Fuglisi. Pardon me, sir, were you just raising the roof? I've never seen
a little morning rock out here.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that someone just tweeted, Frankie Figs. Okay. Everyone's very excited.
That was my mob name.
Wow, Frank, so much to talk about. I mean, let's talk about the immunity ruling, first of all, which obviously not unexpected. But, you know, I know everyone is saying the Supreme Court's not going to take it. But I just get nervous that this Supreme Court, whether it's arrogance or politicized to the degree that they could give Trump the right delay, that essentially gives him immunity. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it says a lot about this, of where we are right now in this country, where we actually had to hold our breath, Stephanie, to see whether the D.C. appellate court would actually reaffirm what we all know, that, we don't have a king. And, you can't commit crimes and be completely immune for prosecution. But, yes, indeed, we were holding our breath. And now, as you say, we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. I have a gut feeling, and I know Neil Katyal, my colleague on MSNBC, who's a legal analyst, way more proficient on the Supreme Court than I ever will be.
Oh, he's the first tweet I quoted.
There you go. He says, you know, he doesn't think they'll take it. I have to say, I think this court wants a say in just about everything, even when they don't need to say it.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be a great debate within the court as to whether or not, hey, this is about the biggest thing we could ever decide. And we're going to punt it back. I can't predict this, but I'm not that confident that they'll simply say, it's good. We don't need to hear it.
Yeah. And, you know, I just, I grabbed this, again, these people are on, as you know, I don't know, YouTube, Twitter, like you can see the video of a guy this morning saying, me and millions of other gun-loving Americans are just waiting until Trump gives us the green light to take to the streets and start gunning down Democrats. I mean, obviously, you've talked about the threat of domestic violence for quite some time, but I just, we are at such a, I don't know, we're running out of words, unprecedented, dangerous tipping point. What do you want to call it, Frank?
Yeah, it's, we're at a boiling point, for sure, and to throw in another phrase, and, you know, Trump has used phrases recently like, hey, there will be bedlam, right? You know, reminiscent of January 6th, where he said, you know, it will be wild. So he's hinted here that, hey, I think the Supreme Court will be fair. If they're fair, well, what does that mean, Trump? If they're fair and rule your way, is that the only definition of fairness? So my concern is that he will, as you just quoted this nutcase from that's been on social media, that he will give some form of direct or indirect green light, or it will be perceived as a green light. And it could come as early as tomorrow, or in relationship to tomorrow's Supreme Court hearing, where they will be hearing the argument on whether Colorado and other states can indeed disqualify Trump from the ballot for engaging in an insurrection. This is about as big as it gets. Whether Trump gets on the ballot or not is what it's all about. And yes, there could be people incited to violence. The Supreme Court security tomorrow is going to be as tight as probably it's ever been.
Yeah. I mean, sounds like, and it sounds like on the other, on the immunity ruling, you're afraid of the same thing I am, that they could, you know, say we have to put our stamp on this and then give a delay. Do you have confidence? I mean, how are you feeling on whether the J6 trial is going to happen before the election? And we're going to find out if we're putting a convicted felon in the Oval Office with the nuclear codes again.
Look, I Supreme Court's lost all credibility with me, and I know many, many other people. So I can see a scenario where they just choose to delay, you know, do nothing and delay. It gets moved to October, potentially. I think John Roberts is going to try and talk his folks out of that. I think he's going to go, look, the nation demands that we take some action here. And so I still have hopes that we will see this trial start in D.C. regarding January 6th. Before the election. I am certainly not confident with regard to the documents case at Mar-a-Lago. That judge, Judge Cannon, seems to be wholly owned and operated by the Republican Party and seems to be, you know, looking forward to a Supreme Court nomination someday.
And you obviously, I'm sure, have some thoughts on the FBI missing a secret room at Mar-a-Lago. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I know this has been the subject of much discussion. I really have gotten down into the weeds on this now, and here's what I know. Still not thrilled with the explanation, but two spaces inside Mar-a-Lago were apparently not searched that could have been perhaps within the parameters of the search warrant affidavit, which, by the way, when you're searching for things like paper, you get to search a lot of places. It's like drugs. Okay, you can tear the place apart if you want to. They didn't want to do that with Mar-a-Lago because, in part, they had sources and methods, including the CCTV security cameras at Mar-a-Lago, plus human sources, telling them the documents are going to be here and here and here, and here's what you're looking for, and here's what National Archives is missing. And so when they went in there and they got those documents back in the places sources and cameras said they would be, they made an on-the-call decision on the premises to not break locks and do what's called a generally destructive search warrant. With regard to the closet, it's that closet leads to the roof, and it is locked down by U.S. Secret Service. It's their way to get up on the roof. And so the Bureau was aware of that. None of this, you know, these two rooms are not a surprise. Everybody knew about them. The service had the closet, and that was deemed as, hey, listen, you know, no need to get in there. So am I still seeing a level of deference that you and I would not be afforded if our homes were being searched?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, there's way too much deference. But I now have a greater understanding of the operational scenario on the ground.
Yeah. This is why people around the world are like just going, how is it possible that this guy's not in prison or that he could actually be president again? And it's, as you say, stuff like this. I mean, them going after Fani Willis for her personal life, hoping to shut down that investigation, even though they have it on tape. They have that crime on tape.
What a mess. What a mess. You know, I spent painful amounts of time in my FBI career in internal affairs, making decisions about errors in judgment.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, yes, Fannie Willis has made an error in judgment. There's no question. I think she'll tell you that. Does that change the substance of the case that's been built? No. So she's in a mess. They're going to beat her about the head and shoulders with this forever. But at the bottom line is it doesn't change the content of the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of she's always in my head. Trump going, the lovers, Lisa, her name?
And that's
Lisa Page. The lovers. Just, you know, had nothing to do with his guilt in Russia, Trump Russia. But of course,
very similar.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yay, I get a gold star from Frank. We've been talking about this, obviously, and so have you on TV. The son beheads his federal employee father, calls him a traitor for working under Biden, calls for the death of all federal officials, displayed his decapitated head on, George Conway tweeted, we're in the midst of a mental health crisis in America, which is why we had, my friend Dr. Wanda on, because it's just, I don't know what degree, Frank, this is mental illness, just conspiracy theories gone wild, but it is obviously turning to violence. So, what were your thoughts on that?
There's a lot to unpack there, including a headless body. But,
literally.
A son, for those who are catching up, a son has decapitated his father, displayed the head on YouTube until it was taken down. And why, supposedly, he says, and his social media is filled with this kind of stuff, his father was a federal employee, therefore working under the Biden administration. Now, his father's been a federal employee for decades under many administrations, but this is the son who felt like he needed to call his father a traitor on social media and display his decapitated head. What does that mean? What do we take from that? We're at the point now where the cult is absolutely confirmed. When people are willing to betray and kill their families, right? We've already had people killing themselves in martyrdom. The guy in Provo, Utah, who the FBI had to shoot, they were trying to arrest him for threatening to kill Biden.
Right.
The guy at FBI Cincinnati who tried to breach the reception area ended up dead in a cornfield in Ohio. People are willing to die for Trump. Now they're willing to kill their family. And if you want a clue as to whether something's a cult, look at the ability to betray and kill your family for a single person.
Yep. There's a couple more big things before we go. You tweeted, the U.S. Border Control Agents Union has endorsed the bipartisan Senate proposed bill. Listen when the people who do this for a living tell you it works for them. I mean, yesterday had to be one of the most despicable days in Republican history, and that's kind of saying a lot.
They couldn't succeed in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas for allegedly failing at the border. No high crime or misdemeanor, by the way. We could debate for an hour whether Mayorkas has done his job well or not, but there's no high crime or misdemeanor there. With regard to the Border Patrol Union, look, that was a shocker. Those are agents who do this every day saying, hey, this bipartisan Senate proposal, that works for us.
Yeah.
That gives us tremendous authorities we didn't have, more resources, and less undocumented migrants flowing into the country. And Trump, of course, has said, no.
I mean, and not to mention they, tried to impeach Mayorkas on the day that they won't give him the tools to the job they say that he's not doing.
No irony
okay.
there. No
yeah,
irony.
No, not at all. So you also tweeted the right outcome on the Crumbly trial. You said she ignored the warning signs, allowed her son continued gun access. Jennifer Crumbly found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in his son's school shooting. To this, I say good. I hope, we are on some path to a little more sanity around guns in this country. What was your take on that, Frank?
This needs to happen more often. I love this precedent being set for parents and kids who commit mass shootings. Look, if you paid attention to this trial and had the time to do it, this is horrific. This is a parent who was not present. And when her son was telling her repeatedly, I see things, I'm hallucinating, bowls are flying off shelves, I'm hearing things and voices. And she laughed at him, scoffed at him, mocked him, made it worse, by the way, by having things happen in the house to just get him going.
Right.
So she allows him to have this gun. The parents call them in. The school calls them in, says, look, we got a gun in his backpack. He continues to have the gun. No therapy, no help. This was the right call.
Yep. The new book is Long Haul Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Ooh, it's about murder. This true crime investigation uncovers a world of elusive serial killers. You get an expert's eye on how these cases are investigated and the ongoing challenges they present. That's, I mean, it sounds fascinating, Frank.
Look, it's available now for pre-order, HarperCollins and Mariner. It's, look, over a year of my life on the road, riding long haul with truckers over 2,000 miles, talking to the top crime analysts and serial killing, highway serial killings, who, by the way, those analysts happen to be women.
Yeah.
No surprise, because the victims in these cases are sex trafficked women in and around truck stops. There's no championing, no advocating.
Yeah.
I tell their story in this book. You can get it now. Comes out in May.
Oh, I didn't think you could get more attractive. All right. Also, you know what you want to do, because that's a stressful, you know, experience reading about that. You need to go on a cruise with Frank and Glenn Kirshner. It is the Oceana cruise on the Mediterranean. I mean, that is a love boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Glenn Kirshner tells me he's bringing his Speedo for the Lido.
I'm in.
Yeah, we're in. Look, you're absolutely right. Collectively, as a nation, we need a break.
Yes.
We need to plan and take vacations. So why not take it with like-minded people who are as passionate as you are about democracy? We start the cruise in the cradle of democracy, Greece. Mm-hmm. And we go from there. It's a fun time, great people. If you're thinking about vacationing, this is July.
And ours might be gone, our democracy, so go visit another one. That'd be nice.
Start one back there.
Yeah.
You can check it out on my website.
That's awesome.
All right, we've linked to everything. Yep. Frank, thanks so much, and congrats on the book.
Thanks. Stay well, everybody.
All right,
thanks,
you too.
Frank.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths, which I appreciate even more in when it's cold and rainy.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, it's been windy.
It's so windy.
Well,
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
No, it's been cuddly weather.
Yes. Oh, my God. My sheets are the softest sheets in the world. My pajamas are the softest. I am waiting for my new color, my olive green, because I have the black and the blush color.
Uh-huh.
They're all so pretty. And oh, my God, they're always coming up with new colors. Okay.
Okay.
How about maybe Valentine's Day? Maybe you got a dude. He's going to love the bamboo pullover crew. Maybe the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or the new Cityscape hoodie. I mean, there's something for literally everyone.
Yeah.
That is why it made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Everything's made with temperature regulating viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Supremely soft, comfortable. Temperature regulating, as I said, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels.
Oh,
the bath towels are so thirsty. Sorry.
Yeah, they're thirsty, kind of like they're posting nudes on the on the internet.
Yes,
they're very thirsty.
Fantastic. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm thinking about hiring financial professionals for advice. Most of us don't need, and let's be frank, can't afford, a full-time or even a part-time financial planner in our lives. Even so, I recommend considering hiring a certified financial planner for an hour or two whenever you have a big life change on the horizon. It might be helpful for retirement or marriage, divorce, a new kid, a kid going to college, a parent who needs more care, or maybe an incoming inheritance. CFPs can help you make a plan for taxes you didn't expect. A session or two with a certified financial planner can really help you figure out what's what. Ooh, last thing, make sure they are a certified financial planner. CFPs have standards and they go through lots of training. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know BroadFest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
You think I'm just too serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning so.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, in a hot GOP mess yesterday, that was the most surprising headline. Matt Gaetz endorses mortal enemy Kevin McCarthy for RNC chair. Kevin would be terrific.
I don't understand.
What?
But you didn't think he was terrific before.
Right. When you ousted,
when you ousted him.
You know what I think this is about? You know what I think this is about? He's trying to get Kevin to call off his dogs in Congress that are going forward with the ethics investigation about, you know, general rapiness of Representative Rapey McForehead. That's what I think is happening there.
I agree.
Kevin's terrific. Maybe you look like you need a muffin. Vote for Kevin.
Maybe he could show a PowerPoint presentation on his forehead.
Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Before we sport the sport with Carlos, as I remember, his in-laws live in Gilbert.
Yes.
Is he on there yet?
Yes.
No, he's not. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, I was just wondering if he had heard about the Gilbert Goons. Have you all been following that?
I heard about the Gilbert
Goons. Gilbert, Arizona.
Yes, I heard about the Gilbert
Goons. Yeah, there's a bunch of affluent teenagers that are just going out and beating people up.
It's a gang. It's a gang of affluent white teenagers. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And I can't help but think that it's MAGA influence because
I'm sure it is. It's Gilbert.
Mostly affluent white kids. So, yeah. All right. Well, I was going to tell Carlos about all the Brock Purdy billboards that are all around town now. You know, but
well, you have
the phone, so I guess I'll.
All right, you have sufficiently supported the sport. You've supported the sport, though, so that's.
But we will ask him about Brock Purdy when he gets on.
So douche nozzles taken. So they went with Gilbert Goons.
The Gilbert Goons, yeah, it's a stupid little. But they are actually doing damage to people.
They really are.
Yeah.
My good God.
Uh-huh.
We had just, I feel like we have entered the stupidest timeline and we apparently will never, ever get out. So, enjoy, everyone. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, I'm coughing up a lung presently.
Well, granted, there's not a lot to do in Gilbert, so this is the only thing they have to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have something in my throat. Because we've talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene so much.
Uh-oh.
Pipe bomber. It's fine now. 29 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican member of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents says he plans to stay on even though his term has expired. Scott Walker appointed Bob Atwell in 2017. State Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that appointees can keep serving until the state Senate confirms their successors. The Biden administration is expanding health coverage to children of immigrants in the DACA program. DACA participants in the U.S. are three times more likely than the general population to be uninsured. Aline Yuriko Badillo Carrillo is in the DACA program.
Not just for me, but I think it's a communal benefit. If I have access to medical care, then I'll be able to be healthier, and then I'll be able to help others.
Badillo Carrillo says immigrants and their families work many jobs vital to the economy. This is Civic Media News.
Common eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia are showing up more often now in young people who play sports. Eric Tegedoff reports.
Common eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia nervosa are showing up more often in young people, especially those who play sports. Dr. Susanna Block is a pediatric hospitalist.
If the sports environment starts to focus too much on performance or weight, that can really lead to an unhealthy situation for these teen athletes. So our goal is to help our kids get the benefits from sports without putting too much stress to promote eating disorders.
She acknowledges that some sports focus heavily on weight, such as boxing and wrestling, where athletes are designated by weight category. Other, more aesthetic sports, like gymnastics and diving, also have a focus on weight. Block says the unfortunate irony is that eating disorders ultimately lead to poor athletic performance. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Court of Appeals in D.C. says, if we're asking the question whether Donald Trump's conduct was inside his job as president or outside his job as president, they say he was out of bounds here. He's not covered because he was out of bounds. So even if there is some immunity for stuff that's inside the presidency, he's way out of it. And then finally, they reject this, I think ludicrous, I think we discussed it at the time, argument that, well, a president can only be indicted if he has first been impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate.
Ellie Honig on CNN. Paula Reid on CNN said the Court of Appeals for D.C. ruling against Trump's claim of immunity left him with very little wiggle room for getting out of criminal prosecution. Yeah. I'm going to stick with all the happy clappy stories. That's okay. What I'm going to do. All I'm just going to read everything. In particular, she said the ruling was crafted in such a way it made it very unlikely the Supreme Court will even take up the case. Mm-hmm. She said the Court of Appeals, while they've been knocked for taking so long to come out with this decision, they really are setting it up for the Supreme Court to make it as easy as possible for them not to hear the case. They are giving them a timeline that overlaps with this question, these oral arguments about ballot eligibility. She said it's an incredibly strong opinion that really sets it up for the Supreme Court to not take up the question. Oh, dear God, I hope so. In particular, by the way, we've mentioned this earlier, they cite the fact that Bill Clinton clearly believed he could be prosecuted mm-hmm. for perjury, gave up his law license as part of a deal to avoid that.
Right.
It's why Nixon needed to be pardoned, obviously. Lisa Rubin said, not only did they cite the fact that former President Ford pardoned Richard Nixon after he left office, they also talk about former President Clinton, who agreed to a suspension of his law license and a $25,000 fine in exchange for an agreement from the then independent counsel not to prosecute him for perjury mm-hmm. over the consensual BJ. That was, as you recall, the biggest threat to America at one point. Okay, let's go to Michael in North Carolina while we wait for Carlos. Mm-hmm. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mama. Malcolm Nance pretty well covered what I was calling you to say, but it can't be reiterated too often that the money we spend on munitions for Ukraine is going to get spent here. It's going into the hands of defense contractors who are going to pay their workers.
Yes.
It's stimulative.
Yes.
It, we're not pouring it down a rabbit hole.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's good strategically for the United States of America. By the way, you mentioned, of course, that you love Representative Garcia.
Yes.
He was fantastic. Robert Garcia, a Democrat out here of the great state of California.
From Long Beach.
Yeah.
And he's a homo.
He made Dumber.
He is.
Thank you for that fun fact.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What?
Inappropriate.
Did I throw you off?
No. He made Marjorie Taylor Greene stomp out of a hearing, which was fantastic.
I love it.
Anytime you can
much.
Make her stompy. Uh-huh. She said, I feel like when they call her the gentle lady, it's with tongue in cheek. I want to remind the gentle lady that it was her that actually organized a trip to the D.C. jail to hug and high-five and sit with the insurrectionists that actually attacked our Capitol. That is quite ironic that the insurrectionists that tried to overthrow our government in the Capitol city were being coddled, were actually being coddled by, it's quite a shame you would call them political prisoners or hostages that I think you called them. At that point, she appeared to heckle Garcia before walking out of the hearing room. Because she is more fit for a monster truck rally than she
great
is for
decorum.
The Congress of the United States. Uh-huh. You know, Michael Steele will come on here sometimes and annoy me by not leaving the Republican Party, and then he wins my love back. In this case, did you see him confront Dean Phillips?
Yes.
He said, he said to Dean Phillips' face, the chairman and me says, what the hell are you doing and why... And why are you doing it? So the question becomes, in reality, are you creating a drain in the process, prolonging the narratives around Biden's age, prolonging the narratives around other things that people are distracted by with Joe Biden, when the real threat is the man across the aisle? And the polling shows at the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to lose to Joe Biden. Yes, I believe he lost to None of the above.
Yes.
And Marianne Williamson.
And Marianne Williamson. Okay. That's
he's
hard to do.
He's staying in, and he's decided to stay in.
By the way, Chris, I have no idea. Here's a pop quiz for you before Carlos gets here. I don't know who he's referring to in terms of, you know, lunatics and third party, whatever.
Okay.
Who said, he said, don't listen to shirtless quacks at the gym. I wonder who he's talking about. I don't know. So, okay.
Oh, sometimes I'm shirtless at the gym.
Well,
but in jeans?
I think we all
not in jeans?
That.
No. Hell no.
That's just, that should be okay. So, yeah, this is, God, you never think like Mitch McConnell can get more despicable and soulless, but yeah. McConnell's refusal to impeach Trump, leave it to the courts, has come back to bite him. When Trump was impeached for the second time, it was for his ongoing efforts to overthrow the election and stage the insurrection on January 6th. Republicans, including McConnell, gave a lot of reasons for why Trump should not be impeached. That is now coming back to bite him, according to one legal expert. Lisa Rubin said McConnell's comments were cited by the D.C. Circuit of Court of Appeals in Trump's presidential immunity case. Mm-hmm. They also talk about the fact that Mitch McConnell's and others famously during Trump's second impeachment said the answer wasn't a political solution. It was indeed the courts and the justice system to answer for. And that was an excuse at the time that has come back to bite the former president in his posterior. That's a legal term.
In his buttocks?
Yes. He needs an en banc in his buttocks, in my
come
opinion.
Come on.
All right, he's.
I gotta have a jingle ready.
That's good coffee. I should get that. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was gonna make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, look, Carlos, what does your rock, paper, scissors shirt mean?
What does it
mean? Well, it means I was doing promotion this morning, so I'm late, everybody.
Hi.
For Rock, Paper, Scissors, which premieres February 12th at 5:30 p.m. all across this great land of ours.
Awesome.
Right after the Super Bowl, we will have promos on the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl. And I am so glad that I jumped in when you were bringing up Mitch McConnell and the Republicans punting this to the courts and letting the Democrats actually say, yeah, we'll take your bait. We're going to run with that. Thank you. Because, as we know, Republicans are cowards and very afraid of this orange dictator and didn't want to do anything. And we say, oh, we'll go through the courts then. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't. Do we play? Do we have the Curb theme? Or the Veep theme? Just yesterday.
There you go.
They failed at impeaching Mayorkas. On the same day they voted down the bill that would give him the tools to do the thing that they impeached him for. On the same day that Ronald McDaniel is going to step down because Trump's going to put in a complete, not just a crook like she is, but just a complete election denying crook from North Carolina. And then what else? Did I miss anything else? And Nikki Haley lost to none of the above.
None of the above. Yeah,
your Republican Party.
All the machinations you have to go through when you have to pretend you're as evil and as psychotic as your leader. They're painted into this weird corner island where they're all just stuck now. And Cohen was saying this 3 years ago. I was his lawyer. I'm telling you, to your own demise, if you stick with this guy, you're going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
And it's every day it happens. It's like lemmings over the edge of the cliff. It's just so fun and weird to watch. I don't. Do they have families? It's like watching Michael Jackson's nose get smaller and smaller and smaller. Stop
it. Well, you tweeted a piece. Can Joe Biden shut down the border on his own? And you just did a really good short article. I mean, you know. This is everything they've ever asked for on the border. This is the most conservative bill ever. They said no to their own bill. This was the bill Trump wanted that he didn't get done.
Yeah, and again, because that, as that article points out, there are asylum laws. There are things that you have to go through the court that don't allow the president to, quote-unquote, just close down the border because Trump couldn't do it either. You get caught up in the courts and legal system. And so, yeah, it's just... It's the machinations that you have to go through to cling to power instead of legislating this whole Mayorkas circus, this whole false impeachment chase after Hunter Biden. You had the chance to legislate and come together like Tip O'Neill did with Ronald Reagan. The country works best when we steer towards the center and see where we can compromise. And the thing that's unfair with Biden is you can't please everybody on the Middle East. You can't please everybody on immigration.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody on climate or student forgiveness. It's not possible And what I get so mad about, and Mehdi Hasan will post something, well, you're not making these people happy. Well, if he makes those people happy, he'll make the other people angry. You can't get what you want. We're not children.
Yeah.
We have to vote for the best chance.
To get what you need?
Pardon me?
Should you try sometimes to get what you need?
Yeah, you should try sometime. Get what you need. But that's what's – nobody's an adult. Listen, the Biden campaign, love it, hate it, all its imperfections. There's two choices.
Right.
Biden is demonstrably a better choice than Trump. I'm sorry a third party can't win, but that's life.
Yeah.
That's reality.
And Carlos, I don't know how you're feeling. Obviously, it was a great decision yesterday, the immunity decision. Again, a lot of experts think Supreme Court will not take it. But this is just a stomach-churning, sphincter-clenching period in our history where we have to go, but they might. They might give them enough of a delay. And, you know, like, there might be enough, you know, Russian effery in the election that, you know, Trump slips in again. And you're like, then we have a convicted felon and traitor. I mean, what happens, by the way, if then the, I mean, I don't even want to, if all these trials do happen, do you know what I mean? He's convicted, like, none of this. This is what, you're right, these lemmings have stuck themselves with, this guy.
These are guys that would pretend that, like, if I had a time machine, I would go back and stop Hitler. Well, we have the time machine, you're in it, they're there, so own up to that.
And some people have gotten out of the cult. Who is this? Former Trump White House communications official, Alyssa Farah Griffin, just said, she tore into Republicans in Congress. She said, start with the power the president still wields over Republicans, even Republicans who have criticized his stance on immigration before. What's the backup plan? Is it to wait 350 days and hope Trump is inaugurated as president? And you've been critical on this, the stronghold he has on this. Griffin said, it's nothing like I've seen in my political lifetime. Lawmakers are scared of him. She said, let me put it this way. This bill would never have gotten to the floor in a John Boehner house. Right. This is a very conservative bill negotiated by James Lankford, one of the most conservative members of the Senate. This is inarguably a win for people who want border security. I'm frankly surprised Democrats are willing to go as far as they are. But Trump cannot give a win to Joe Biden. And there it is. And it's out there for everybody to see. And I'm glad that Biden, you know, so I'm taking this to the American people. They're the ones stopping this.
Yeah. And he, and again, this orange dictator got so twisted up on himself that he couldn't take credit for a vaccine that wasn't perfect, but actually did its job in stopping a deadly virus from spreading too quickly. He has to lie so much that he can't take credit for anything halfway decent that he's done.
Now, as someone said, like his anti-vax followers, he has no immunity.
Yeah. But yeah, Biden is trying his best. He's trying his moral, intellectual best to navigate through such psychotic waters. And no president has been blockaded as much as he does. Even Obama, who didn't get a Supreme Court justice 293 days out from the end of his presidency.
Yeah.
It's even more so with Biden. He's doing an amazing job.
He is. He is.
With just a hell Congress.
Read Ron Klain's tweet. He just goes down. Everything Biden has gotten done is extraordinary on the economy and legislatively with such super thin majorities. I mean, it's I don't even know what to say. You know, I mean, that's the one. And again, I know we can't get stuck on one number and one poll, but that, you know, Trump is 20 points ahead of Biden on who would handle the economy better. He friggin' lost 22 million jobs and handed Biden a recession. Biden has cut the unemployment rate in less than half. Like, what in what universe?
In the universe where you can control the media, right, where the Elon Musk of the world can buy a company like Twitter and just allow bots and only right-wing voices to go on. I noticed that my Instagram becomes more right-wing every day.
Yeah.
And so that's how you control it. You know, you control information and talk about that's the definition of fascism.
Yep. 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseProvisions.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytek Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And
so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
What? Speaker God Warrior has said, yesterday was a setback.
Uh-huh.
But democracy's messy.
Yeah, that's what
it's weird. Wasn't that messy when Nancy Pelosi was in charge? Sure. She seemed to be able to, what's the word, Chris? Count.
Yeah.
Right then. But you saw that Trump said he would debate Biden.
Yeah.
They were saying on CNN Biden should call his bluff.
Absolutely.
And immediately say, okay. Because he said he would like to debate Biden immediately. Yes, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay. His mental decline is so obvious. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, Joe's always had a stuttering problem.
No,
that comes off as his.
I'm talking
problem.
About Trump's mental decline. I was watching Biden yesterday, and I'm like, "What? This media storyline is so ridiculous. He does not seem old to me at all. He doesn't seem decrepit. He doesn't. He seems sharp as a tack for his age. Yeah. He doesn't. I mean, you know, does he sound like he was when he was 60? Of course not. It reminds me. I always loved Kathleen Turner. She one interview said, "I don't look like I did when I was 20. Get over it."
And Joe has always had the problem with stuttering, and it makes it appear that he's like dawdling, and he's not. He's trying to form the words. That's just part of the ongoing issue with dealing with the stutter.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump is just, oh my God. And I'm sure, as usual, I'm sure he's lying about the Hill debate, you know. By the way, there were a lot of loud noises yesterday, apparently, even in the Senate.
Loud noises!
Fox News reports screaming from behind closed doors in the Senate. Our most deliberative body.
Yes. The Republicans have a cancer. It's a giant tumor named Trump. And if they would just see that, just get rid of the tumor. And
it is a tumor.
Dump it over the edge and let's go.
It is a tumor of every kind.
He's a tumor.
Yeah.
It is a tumor.
It is a tumor. We should consider this a divorce. Okay. Wow. Hasta speaking of movies, you said during the break, you're like, really, God? Apollo Creed? I mean, really?
Really? You had a choice and you did. Carl, really? Okay, thanks, God. Really? Way to go.
Yeah. You know what? Ain't going to be no rematch, God. You know what?
Ain't going to be no rematch.
Done with you. By the way, even Steve Ducey said to a Republican, so are Republicans going to say that the Border Patrol Union and the acting CBP chief are wrong? Yes, they went against, you know, Chamber of Commerce, every, you know, person that's normally Trumpy. But you're right. This is a cult. They listen to one guy. That's it.
Yep. And you got Elon Musk chiming in. He's obviously not talking about Cubans or South Africans or Swedes or Australians. It's all xenophobic. It's like the dark brown guys coming through the dark brown place. What about all the illegal immigrants from everywhere? They're not sending us their best, Sweden or Norway.
The Wall Street Journal wrote, if Republicans reject this bill, they'll hound Democrats an argument that the GOP wants border chaos that they can exploit as a campaign issue. The chaos will continue for at least another year. Republicans may think they can write a better law if Trump wins in November, but don't count on it. Democrats will again say, well, look, you know, Democrats can again obviously take back this issue. It's just it's dumb politically and every other way.
Yeah, it's the theater of what gets the most clicks and hits instead of proper governance, you know. And we believe compromat like Lindsey Graham, hot tub, underage.
I
didn't think those photos would ever surface.
I was just racking balls.
So the sun came up.
Okay. So I believe Frank Flaguzzi mentioned this, but a Tennessee man who the FBI said was planning to join a border-focused militia. Yeah, this is very deadly. And set off explosives and fire sniper rounds at the U.S.-Mexico border was arrested this Monday. Agents conducted an undercover operation where where this guy told them, the Patriots are going to rise up because we're being invaded. We're being invaded. He told an undercover agent he was coordinating with militia groups from Kentucky, Georgia, all the deedlies, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and his job as a militia member was to act as a sniper. I mean, as Frank says, we're going to see more and more of this right-wing inspired violence. I mean, this is almost the whole manifesto of the El Paso shooter.
Can I guess maybe he was white? I'm just going to guess.
Yes, you are correct. Okay. He looked like a member of Neil Team 6 of the Gravy Seals.
Macrocosm or microcosm of Trump's speech on January 6th. Get violent. You're not going to take it by just being nice. You're going to have to take it by force. Trial by combat. It's all this. You're ginning up people with weapons to go and do stupid things. Also, he can pay his debts and not go to jail. Yeah. It's all about him not going to jail. You're doing it for him.
Yeah. Wow, this is our final Big Bag of Rats story for today. Mutiny, far-right Republican senators start to give McConnell the McCarthy treatment. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the far-right faction of the conference are calling for his ouster, including one longtime GOP senator who said we need new leadership now. One reporter called it a mutiny over this whole, what do you call it, border deal. Fight. Big Bag of Rats. And turtles, in this case. A turtle in the Big Bag of Rats.
The rat stole his lettuce and he'll starve to death.
Okay.
Serves him right.
Can I just say we love us some Jim McGovern? He traded barbs with Marjorie Taylor Greene on X. McGovern said the clowns are running the circus. We're wasting time on Mayorkas. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to impeach someone. Don't get me started on her absurd censure resolution of Congressman Omar. Green said, wow, this is coming from the same guy who's well known to lay his suit jacket on the actual bathroom floor while spending a lot of time in the stall of the first floor bathroom in the Capitol. What? That's probably when he comes up with, and then she did a poop emoji. McGovern said, no idea what you're talking about. What are you doing in the men's room? Aren't you late for a Klan meeting? Oh, come on.
Yes.
Come on. McGovern wins that round.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
I'm trying to imagine my dad tweeting a poop emoji.
He clacked right into it with her cloven hooves.
Yep.
Clack, 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 clack. Oops, fell into a punchline.
Love you, Carlos Osrocki. We've linked to everything, Carlos, on our socials. Love you. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.